From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, July 7th. I'm Sarah Reif. The current governor declared the latest California drought from the cracked, dry basin of Lake Mendocino, which is generally believed to provide some portion of water to 600,000 people from Coyote Valley Dam to Marin County. As per the original arrangement, Mendocino County is entitled to 11.3% of the water. The dam was dedicated on June 6, 1959. The ceremony included a beauty contest, speeches, and a strawberry festival, according to a history written by local scholar Victoria Patterson. If the man-made body of water were a human, it would be barely old enough to collect Social Security. Before building the dam, the Army Corps of Engineers bought a piece of property near the East Fork of the Russian River. That's where 7 Chodokai Pomo families had settled when they returned to their ancestral homeland after their families had been forcibly removed in the mid-19th century.
When we say ancestors, people think hundreds of years ago. So my mother was raised by my great-grandmother on the old Coyote Valley Reservation, which we call Chodokai. And she was relocated. And I think about that often when I'm there. The Corps of Engineers, Lake Mendocino County Board of Supervisors, Sonoma County Board of Supervisors got together and figured that Lake Mendocino would be better off for this county than a reservation there.
Michael Hunter is the chairman of the Coyote Valley Band of Pomo Indians in Redwood Valley. He thinks the people who were displaced by the dam should have first dibs on the water. Like everyone else, they're now dependent on it. He has 60 households under his purview, as well as a casino and gas station that do a brisk business. A 100-room hotel and recycled water project are under construction. Water is tight in Redwood Valley, with each person only receiving 55 gallons per day for all domestic water services. This does not include the 200 or so agricultural connections in the valley that were shut off in mid-April.
But yet you see vineyards keep expanding. I don't know what the ratio is versus per household, per vine or per acre of vine or however that works, but it seems to be as this county put vineyards before they put Native Americans. Think of the irony of how Coyote Valley is supposed to conserve water. And how I get emails, I don't even know who the people are, but I get emails to sit down and be on boards, but it's not my interest. I have 60 homes, approximately 60 homes here. Doesn't sound like the water issue is Coyote Valley's issue, because we should have first rights to that water claim, which we don't.
Hunter says his fellow elected representatives haven't invited him to take part in decisions about water and land use. Partly, he stays away because he doesn't agree with a vision that includes continuing to deplete environmental resources. And he doesn't want his presence to provide a diversity endorsement to decisions he doesn't agree with. If the tribes are involved in deliberations, but in such small numbers that their votes can't possibly affect the outcome, he doesn't really see the point. That's not to say that he doesn't have an opinion.
So it's a lot of irony for me, a lot of kind of mixed emotion. I don't want to say confusion because people think I don't understand it, and it's just more mixed emotion on where Coyote Valley stands right now. I personally would like to see a cap, a moratorium, if you will, on acres of land for vineyards. First, it's hard to ask somebody or a resident, whether it's Ukiah, Redwood Valley, or Willits, to cut back and limit your showers and put a bucket underneath your shower while it's getting warm to water your plants when they keep expanding agriculture, whether it be vineyards or even marijuana, if you will. Kind of hard to understand that and sit at those types of tables, because the tables where the negotiations or the compromises or the discussions they are happening are the same people that made the decision in 57. Participate in terminating my tribe. It's hard to sit at tables where people look similar to me, even though I've never met them before. And I assume that if it wasn't you, it was your father or your mother that participated in removing my people. So mixed emotions, a lot of irony. Not sure how 60 homes affects the whole, how much water is available. So we have to figure out how to be more efficient within our boundaries. And what we've done is we put a lot of time, money, and energy into building a state-of-the-art system. So we have purple water. We're hooking up all our homes to it. we'll be hooking up most of our businesses. But the hotel was the one where we felt, I mean, just us, just Coyote Valley alone, felt like it didn't feel right building the hotel without doing that purple piping. So we've done it. We started this process about 3 years ago before the draw was even here, just because we've been here. We lived here, nothing new. The draw's not new. It's just worse, and you know, it's just getting worse. So we feel as if we're doing our own, having some self-responsibility amongst our reservation. So I guess we feel as we're you know, we're a sovereign nation. We feel like a sovereign nation. We feel isolated, whether in good ways and bad ways.
The dam and the lake are part of the local landscape now, and faraway leadership is likely to make the final decisions and bring in the money to keep them running.
We rely on Lake Mendocino. I don't know how realistic it is for it to dry up completely before the state or the federal government steps in and puts money towards new infrastructure, whether that be making it taller, deeper, or however that works. I think people with hundreds of millions of dollars are the people that have to be at that table.
There's one thing that keeps occurring to the chairman.
You made my people leave the reservation for 11%? What?
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast wherever you get your podcasts.